We have in today's gospel the revelation of Jesus Christ's true identity as he's revealed in glory, that Jesus Christ is divine and he is the eternal Son of our Heavenly Father, as his face becomes brighter than the sun and as he radiates supernatural light. And this is not only a revelation of Christ's identity, but it's also a foretaste of how Jesus Christ is going to be revealed at the end of time. You know, on the day of the Lord, when he returns in glory and all things come to fulfillment. So don't worry about missing out on the transfiguration or wishing that we could be there, because one day we will. You know, we will stand before Christ and see him in glory, as we hear in today's gospel. And at that moment, our true hearts will be revealed. And the blessed, the saints, will receive the privilege of being able to see him that way, to behold him in glory for all eternity. You know, that's the beatific vision. And so what Peter, James, and John got a foretaste of for a few brief moments, the blessed will enjoy for all eternity. The question I want to reflect upon today as we see Christ revealed in glory is, in the way that we live our lives, first and foremost, do we seek to give glory to God, or do we seek to glorify ourselves? You know, do we think and act and speak in a way that reflects the greatness of God? You know, we become most fully human. We become who we were created to be when we recognize the glory of God and when we place his glory at the center of our life, because that's rooted in truth. You know, all things came to be through Jesus Christ. He created all things. And so when we place him at the center, we're living in accord with truth and we become who we were created to be. And if we place ourselves at the center, and if we seek our own desires, you know, that means we're building our life upon a lie, because we're not the center of reality. You know, we end up becoming slaves to our own desires, and we end up serving things that are lesser than ourselves. And so we find true fulfillment when we orient our lives to the glory of God, because that enables us to unite our will to someone greater. And so that means that we need to die to our own selfishness, to our own greed, to our own lust, to our own pride, because those things, you know, if we end up serving those, we become slaves to them. You know, but when we give glory to God, we elevate our lives by uniting our will to the will of God. And that's what the Heavenly Father, you know, in today's gospel, when he says, "This is my beloved Son," he says, "Listen to him. Unite your will to his will." You know, anything that we do without offering it to the glory of God is wasted. You know, a large segment of humanity does not glorify God. They glorify themselves. And, you know, we can see this in different ways. You know, we have a movement within our society where people want to redefine themselves and redefine truth as they see fit, without any reference to God or the truth of his creation. You know, God has created this world, and he's built the natural law. He's built a law into creation. And, you know, when we reject that law, and we seek to, you know, redefine who we are and redefine truth, you know, that's a sign that we're not giving glory to God. You know, if we look at our society, you know, a population that gives glory to God would never permit abortion, because every single human person is created in the image of God. And if we recognize God's glory and we recognize that every human person is a reflection of his glory, we would never dare take away an innocent life and destroy the image of God. You know, there would never be an attempt to redefine gender, because we would respect the laws and the truth that God has built into nature. And so many of these ideologies that are filtering through our society are a reflection of the fact that people are not giving glory to God and centering their life upon him. But the Catholic Church and our family of parishes here is a place where we give God glory. And what are the signs of that? How do we know if we're glorifying God? Well, first and foremost, that means that the worship of God is the center of what we do. You know, that when we come to Mass each Sunday, that this is the culmination of our week. And it's our greatest joy to come here and to offer everything that we've done and to offer our sacrifices to the glory and honor of God. And if we seek to build strong families that are built on Christian virtue, you know, if our families are places of charity, you know, places of mercy, in places where goodness reigns, you know, that's a sign that we're giving glory to God. And if we're giving glory to God, that means that confession should flourish, because every sin is ultimately a rejection of God's law in some way, shape, or form. And so, since we often fail to live according to God's laws, you know, we glorify God when we go to confession, when we turn away from sin and we seek forgiveness. If we don't glorify God with our actions, at least we can do so with our contrition and with our repentance. And so confession glorifies God because it glorifies his mercy. And so as we celebrate this feast day of the Transfiguration, I encourage each one of us to reflect upon how we are living our lives. And on a daily basis, who are we glorifying? First and foremost, are we glorifying God in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions? And how is that manifesting itself? And what can we do differently, or what can we do better in our concrete actions each day to give greater honor and glory to God?